take one's time. Bruce said he would meet us.
Well, he's really taking his time getting here.
Take out. Why don't I take out the garbage?
Take over. 1. Can you take over for me here? I have a client coming to see me.
2. Some of the younger students seemed quite aggressive in the meeting.
Yes, they really took over when it came to the issue of voting rights.
3. The dean just announced that Dr. Jeffrey is going to take over as chairperson of the English department.
4. We got someone to take over Harry's job.
Take part. All of your classmates seem so enthusiastic about running in the race.
But in the end, only 3 of them actually took part.
Take pills on an empty stomach. Take 2 of these pills 3 times a day, and you shouldn't take them on an empty stomach.
Take some time off for a vacation. Are you going to take some time off for a vacation this summer?
Take somebody by surprise. I didn't know till recently that Mike was going to move to New York.
That took us all by surprise.
Take someone's question. Excuse me, about that last chart.
Let me finish this point, then I'll take your questions. Take the place of. Generally, for an illness like this, we can postpone the exam or the due date of a paper that takes the place of an exam by the number of days the student has been ill. In your case, by 4 days.
Take the plunge. I hear you're taking a painting class. I didn't know you were an artist.
Oh, I'm not. But I've never had an art course before, so I decided to take the plunge now.
Take the matter up. I think we should move on to the next item.
Okay, but I'd like to take this matter up again at the end of the meeting.
Take the problem up with. You know the noise in my dorm has really gotten out of control. My roommate and I can hardly get to sleep before midnight.
Why don't you take the problem up with the dorm supervisor?
Take things easy.
Take time off. How did you like the new exhibit at the art gallery?
I still haven't been able to take any time off from studying.
Take up. 1. Robert wants to take up drawing.
2. I'm taking up a collection for the jazz band. Would you like to give?
Talk some sense into somebody. I'm getting worried about Jennifer. All she talks about these days is her volleyball team, and all she does is practice.
Her grades will fall for sure. Let's try to find her after dinner and talk some sense into her.
Talk somebody out of. 1. I thought you were planning to take that psychology course at graduate school.
I was, but I spoke with Dean Johnson and she talked me out of it.
2. I'm trying to talk Jane out of studying abroad next semester.
3. I don't think our classmates should confront Professor Smith with these issues.
I know. I'm going to try to talk them out of it.
4. I hear your brother is planning to transfer to another university.
Not if I can talk him out of it, and believe me, I'm trying.
Tape player. 1. John, I'm sorry, but I forgot to bring your tape player back.
2. Even you can't repair the tape recorder this time.
3. Can we get this tape recorder repaired?
Tape recorder. Oh, I'm sorry, I just realized that I forgot to bring the tape recorder you lent me. I left it back in my dorm.
That's all right. I don't need it until tonight, as long as I get it by then.
Teach oneself to do. Alan taught himself to type.
Tear down. The city is going to tear down these old houses and put up a new shopping center.
Tear oneself away from. 1. Do you think Janet will spend a week in the country with us?
Only if she can tear herself away from her books.
2. Is Louise going to join us for a short break?
Yes, if she can tear herself away from her studies.
Tear someone away. Debbie certainly enjoys computer games.
Yeah, she stays up all night. It's hard to tear her away.
Telephone book. Telephone directory. The print in this telephone directory is so small I can't even read the number I want.
Telephone pole. You know my car hasn't been the same since I bumped into that telephone pole.
Tell apart. One piece of cloth is silk, and the other is synthetic fabric.
Amazing! I really can't tell them apart.
Tell you what. Do you think I could borrow your car to go grocery shopping? The supermarkets outside the city are so much cheaper than the one by the school, but they're so far away, I'd be happy to pick up anything you need.
Well, I don't like to let anyone else drive my car. Tell you what, why don't we go together? That way I can learn the way.
Tend to. I've noticed that you spend a lot of time tending to your garden. Do you think you might like to join the University Gardening Club? We meet every other Tuesday.
Oh, thanks for the invitation. But this is how I relax. I'd rather not make it something formal and structured.
Tennis court.
Tennis racket. He didn't care for his new tennis racket.
Term paper. 1. Professor Cox said you can pick up your term paper today at her office.
2. Do you like researching term papers?
3. I had the department secretary type my term paper.
4. Did you have your friend type your term paper?
5. Professor, have you graded my term paper?
Term project.
Than necessary. The laboratory was colder than necessary.
Thank you note. Inside the envelope was a letter from Bob, a thank you note from Myrna, and a picture of all the teachers.
That's easier said than done. Listen, Joe, you've already taken the exam. Just forget about it.
That's easier said than done.
That's not saying very much. Richard works as hard as his roommate.
That's not saying very much.
That suits me. You won't have to look hard to find a job on campus, but I don't think you'll be able to find something that isn't just part-time.
That suits me. Anything more than that, and I'd have to change my class schedule.
The last. I thought Paul might be able to help me figure out this computer program.
Paul is about the last person I'd ask if I were you.
The last week of classes. Let's ask Professor Brown if she can give us the final exam during the last week of classes.
The least of. Typing the essay is the least of my worries.
The line is busy. 1. Why did you call me last night like you were supposed to?
I did. Your line was busy.
2. Did you tell Carl that the concert starts at 8?
I've tried several times, but the line's been busy.
The more the better.
The more the merrier. 1. I'd love to come to your barbecue on Saturday, but my cousin is arriving from California that day.
That's no problem. The more the merrier.
2. Shouldn't we invite more people to the dance?
The more the merrier.
The other day. He came over to our house just the other day.
The other night. How did the game go the other night? Did your team win?
The sooner the better. 1. When do you need the proofreading done?
The sooner the better.
2. We should get started on that project.
The sooner the better, as far as I'm concerned.
There are two sides to every story. Can you believe the way Larry was talking to his roommate? No wonder they don't get along.
Well, maybe Larry was just reacting to something his roommate said. There are two sides to every story, you know.
There goes. 1. It's pouring out and it's supposed to keep up all day tomorrow.
Well, there goes our picnic.
2. I have to type all these reports by Monday morning.
There goes your sleep this weekend.
3. I just heard there are going to be showers on and off all weekend.
There goes the picnic.
4. What do you think of the assignment we just got in Dr. Bennett's class?
A 25-page paper in 2 weeks? There goes my social life.
There is no end in sight. Whew! It's a real scorcher today.
And the forecasters are saying there's no end in sight.
There's no rush. If you'd like to take the package with you, miss, it won't take long to wrap.
There's no rush. Could you please have it delivered this week?
There is nothing I like better than. There is nothing I like better to get me started in the morning than a big breakfast, eggs, bacon, and home-fried potatoes.
Not me. All that fatty food would give me a stomach ache. I prefer something light, like fruit or yogurt.
There is nothing to it. I can run this projector. There's really nothing to it.
Thesis proposal. Oh, Professor Jackson, I was wondering, if you had a chance yet to look at my thesis proposal.
Well, I know you gave it to me over a week ago, but to be honest, I've been swamped with other things.
They are like apples and oranges. Which game do you think is more difficult to learn, chess or bridge?
They are like apples and oranges.
Things could be worse. My rent is going to be increased, my motorcycle needs repairs, and I have to go to the dentist.
Well, I suppose things could be worse.
Think of. 1. I'm sure glad that today's physics class is over. What did you think of the lecture?
2. Well, what did you think of the theater director?
This is my treat. Before we go to the movie theater, I have to stop at the bank to get some money.
Don't worry about that. This is my treat.
Ticket agent. I asked the ticket agent to let me know what time my plane would arrive in Chicago.
Ticket counter. Excuse me, did anybody find a black umbrella after the last show? I left it under my chair.
As a matter of fact, we did. Check at the ticket counter. That's where we turn in the lost and found items.
Tied somebody over. Could I borrow a 20 to tide me over till payday next Thursday?
Tie up. 1. Dick, please don't tie up the phone. I need to make a call.
2. I can't understand why my friend isn't here yet. We agreed to meet at 10:30. It's almost 11. Do you think we should try to call her or go back for her?
She probably just got tied up in traffic. Let's give her a few more minutes.
3. The dean will be tied up in a meeting all afternoon.
Tight budget. I have a tight budget for this semester.
Tight schedule. Hi, I'd like to sign up for the film selection committee. Is this the right place?
Yes, it is. There are a lot of fun people on that committee, but you have to put in a lot of hours. I hope your schedule isn't too tight.
Tired out.
To be exact. There was a national election last month, wasn't there?
The month before, to be exact.
To be honest with you. Are you going to try some of this chocolate pudding? It's incredible.
Well, to be honest with you, I've never been a big fan of chocolate.
To date. Don't you think it would be wise to review how much we've spent to date?
To tell you the truth. 1. Do you have this style of shirt in my size?
I'll check. To tell you the truth, I think this one is right for you.
2. Have you started researching your paper on computer programming languages of the future?
To tell you the truth, I've been putting it off.
To think. 1. To think I trusted you.
2. To think I was once interested in becoming a veterinarian.
3. To think he wanted to walk all the way to the park.
4. To think he used to be overweight.
Top notch.
Toss and turn. Last night I tossed and turned in bed, too exhausted to sleep.
Touch on. Did Professor Taylor talk about genetic engineering today?
She touched on it.
Tough luck. Every single book I need for my report is off the shelves.
Tough luck.
Track team. Bill has tried so hard to win the race since he first joined the track team, but it's been 2 years and he still hasn't.
Trade in. 1. It's going to cost a fortune to get my car fixed.
Why don't you just trade it in for a new one?
2. My car is in the repair shop again.
Maybe you should consider trading it in for a new one.
Traffic lights.
Traffic sign.
Traffic ticket.
Train of thought. When you interrupted me, you made me lose my train of thought.
Travel agent. 1. I need to make a hotel reservation for the conference.
How about having the travel agent do it?
2. I just called the travel agent. It's all set. On June 1st, I'm heading for the mountains for an entire week.
Traveler's check. I'd like to cash these traveler's checks first and then open a savings account.
Trial run. Would you like to try the new seafood restaurant tonight? I hear it's very good.
I have to give a presentation tomorrow and I need to do a trial run.
True pal. I'll say one thing for Joe. He's a true pal.
Try on. 1. I wish I had tried these shoes on to see if they fit.
2. The coat you tried on was really nice and reasonably priced.
3. How do I look in this new sweater I bought yesterday? I was in a hurry, so I didn't have a chance to try it on.
Well, I really like the style, but it looks a little tight. You might want to take it back and get the next size up.
Try out for. 1. Carol tried out for the university band.
2. Did you get the part you tried out for in the play?
Try something different. I'm bored with the same food all the time. Let's try something different Saturday night.
Try that place out. I've got a coupon for half-off dinner at that new restaurant down the street. I think I'll use it when my cousin comes for a visit this weekend.
Where did you get it? I wouldn't mind trying that place out, too.
Tuition fee. So you weren't happy with the way the newspaper covered the rally protesting the rising tuition fees?
Turn against. By turning against Harry, Bob lost the only real friend he had in the office.
Turn down. 1.
I have trouble concentrating when my roommate plays loud music.
Why don't you just ask him to turn down the volume, Harry?
2. Her application for financial aid was turned down.
3. He was approached by 3 companies with job offers, but he turned them all down.
4. I heard Joan was turned down for the graduate fellowship. She must be upset.
5. I am going to tell that neighbor of mine to turn down that music once and for all.
6. Could you turn down your stereo a bit? I really can't concentrate on my book.
7. Did you hear that Michelle turned down that job?
8. I'm going to ask the neighbor to turn the music down. I can't hear myself think.
9. Could you turn that music down?
10. How could I turn down an offer like that?
Turn in. 1. Gary, did you turn in your locker key?
2. Now that I finally turned in my thesis, I plan to take it easy for a while.
3. Professor Stone agreed to let us turn our papers in on Monday instead of Friday.
4. I'm finished. My dissertation is turned in and I passed my orals today.
5. Has anyone turned in a brown leather wallet? Mine seems to be lost.
Turn off. 1. I made Jack agree to turn off the radio by 11 o'clock.
2. Shall I turn off the heater?
3. I turned off the lights, all ready for bed.
4. I missed the bus again today because I turned the alarm clock off in my sleep.
Turn on. 1. I think I'll turn on the fan.
2. I turned on the air conditioner.
Turn one's back on somebody. He'll turn his back on me if I ask for money.
Turn out. 1. My last roll of film turned out very badly. Could you please check my lens?
2. The storm they predicted for last night turned out to be nothing.
3. This course wasn't supposed to be hard.
But it sure turned out to be, didn't it?
4. I heard that the turnout for the opening of the new sculpture exhibit was kind of disappointing.
Turntable. Murray selected an album, removed the record from its cover, and put it on the turntable.
Turn things around. Look at the pollution going into the air from those factories. Do you think they'll ever get that under control?
With the new laws and social awareness, we'll turn things around.
Turn up. 1. There must be a dozen pens in this house, but I never find one when I need one.
Keep looking. One's sure to turn up.
2. Sometimes Ed turns his radio up too loud or makes too much noise.
3. Professor Nelson, could you please turn up the temperature in here?
Typewriter ribbon. 1. I must have left my typewriter ribbon on my desk.
2. My typing isn't dark enough and the paper doesn't look good.
Why don't you change the typewriter ribbon and see if that helps?
Typing errors. Beth proofread her paper and corrected the typing errors.
Typing mistakes. Do you look over your own papers for typing mistakes?